Now to our final batch of stories on this part of Chatbox, which include a trip to New Zealand for glory in cricket in croquet's World Championship, and changes could be made to the city's inner ring road due to extra pressure from traffic shake-ups. But first, drivers have paid £800,000 in bus lane fines.
Money made from student accommodation at a Norwich university has risen sixfold over 5 years. The university put the rise down to major growth in on-campus accommodation and said the money was reinvested into maintenance and future plans. But as fees also rise, the students' union has warned that steep rents could make a university unaffordable for poorer students. On-campus accommodation fees range from £53, an en-suite room shared with another student, up to £153, an en-suite private room at its newest block, a week. Over the 38-week university year, it means costs range from £1,995 to £5,825. A university spokesman said, over the past 3 years, UEA has directly invested £41.2 million in building new on-campus student accommodation, and the generation of surpluses allows us to finance, maintain and reinvest in our campus accommodation.
Tributes have been paid to former Norwich City Football Club assistant manager and reserve team coach John Faulkner, who has died at the age of 69. Faulkner had two stints at Carrow Road under Canaries boss Mike Walker. He was reserve team coach for three seasons from 1992 to 1995, a period which saw Norwich finish third in the inaugural season of the Premier League and embark on their unforgettable UEFA Cup campaign, which saw them defeat Germany's Bayern Munich at the Olympic Stadium. As a player, Faulkner played for Sutton United, Leeds United and for Luton Town, for whom he made more than 200 appearances. He spent 4 years playing in the United States before rejoining the Hatters as youth coach and first team coach. Norwich City Football Club tweeted, "Everyone at Norwich City is saddened to hear of the passing of John Faulkner, who was City's reserve team coach and assistant manager under Mike Walker in two spells in the 1990s. Our thoughts are with John's friends and family."
It's a sport which usually conjures up images of aristocratic Victorian gents, but a man from Norfolk is showing that croquet is still going strong as he jets off to New Zealand to prove he is one of the world's best players. Sam Murray, 44, from Acol, will head down under to play croquet in the New Zealand Open in Christchurch. He will then go up against the globe's top competitors in the Association Croquet World Championship in Wellington. Mr. Murray, who took up croquet 8 years ago, has already made his mark at a world championship, reaching the last 16 at the previous contest in the United States in 2016. Acknowledging croquet is a mystery to many, he said, "I think it is a really good combination of skill and of execution. You've got to plan your moves ahead, and there is a lot of strategy and tactics to it."
No dream is impossible. That is the message behind a series of inspirational talks to Norfolk schoolgirls from leading women in the worlds of business, academia, health and politics. Students at Ormiston Victory Academy in Cossey, near Norwich, made a special request to hear from the leaders of different fields about challenges they have faced in life and their careers. So the school has agreed to start a series of working lunches to give pupils the chance to hear a presentation from different leaders, as well as talk one-on-one with them afterwards. For many years, the Academy says it has welcomed professionals to talk to students about their field of expertise during the working lunches, offering tips, words of wisdom, and preparing students for the world of work. But now, in response to a special request from Year 10 student Maisie Siston and others, the Academy is hosting a series of talks specifically by women for female students. So far, the Academy has already welcomed visits from Dr. Catherine Dean, a senior lecturer in research at the University of East Anglia, Dr. Catherine White, a patent attorney. Both guests spoke about what inspired them, how they came to be where they are today, and what obstacles they had overcome to get there. Looking further ahead, the Academy has lined up a consultant paediatric orthopaedic surgeon and a detective superintendent.
When landlord Mike Lorenz decided to spend £20,000 on new state-of-the-art loos for his pub, he might have feared he was flushing money away. But far from loosing out, his investment has proved more than a flash in the pan after winning the popular Whalebone Freehouse a platinum grade in the UK's Loo of the Year Awards. Not wanting anything about his Norwich pub to be bog standard, Mr. Lorenz got the inspiration to upgrade the ladies and gents facilities after seeing some bespoke urinals in Australia. One of the main problems is when you've got a lot of men going in and out of the toilets, they're not the best aimers, he said politely. We didn't want our customers to experience that, nor our staff when they have to clean up. But the stainless steel urinals are not the only thing that impressed scrupulous judges from the competition, who marked the independently owned pub in Magdalen Street against 101 strict criteria, including signage and decor, fixtures and fittings, and overall cleanliness. Mr. Lorenz also paid close attention to the mirrors, hand washing and drying facilities, cleanliness and hygienic smell, with staff inspecting the facilities every hour to make sure they are up to scratch.
Changes could be made to Norwich's Inner Ring Road in the light of extra pressure created by traffic shake-ups elsewhere in the city. But council bosses concede there is no money readily available to pay for it. Millions of pounds of work has been done in and around the city centre over the past 2 years as part of the Transport for Norwich scheme, while the Norwich Northern Distributor Road is due to be completed this year. Now the aim of it is to identify the junctions on the Inner Ring Road that should be prioritised for potential improvements. Any schemes would have to be paid for via applications to the New Anglia Local Enterprise Partnership Local Growth Fund. John Fisher, the chairman of Norwich Highways Agency Committee, said, "We want to get the most out of our transport network, and this means making informed choices about where to invest. Data collected from the recent survey of our Inner Ring Road will be used to prioritise areas for potential improvement, so any future projects represent value for money and a positive impact on the flow of traffic around Norwich." Well, that's all from Bridget and me. Now it's over to Marnie Meakin and Richard Matthew for the next part of Chatterbox.